Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I just stopped off at the DMV, and I don't mean to be rude, but I totally fucked myself. What's that mean? That means that my driver's license expires Saturday, regardless, let me say it, regardless of how or what happens, it expires. That means I can't drive. So I stopped in to find out. I figured it's my CDL written test, core knowledge, study one thing. No, I have to retake my motorcycle license, my core knowledge for my CDL, my standard driving test, my school bus endorsement, my passenger endorsement, and my air brake endorsement. And it's over 100 questions. I mean, the tests are, you know, the core knowledge is 36 questions. The standard driving test, I think, is 30 questions. The school bus is only like 10, and you can only miss one. The motorcycle, I think, is 20 questions, and you can only miss 4 or 5. You can't miss that many. And I'm thinking, holy crap, shit, fart. This is serious. You know, I screwed myself again. I feel like crap because now I have to go home and explain to my beloved that I am once again irresponsible and childlike and filled with just, I'm going to have to throw myself at the mercy of the court. And if my driver's license expires, fart, man. I've had this driving license since 1991. And I will admit, the core knowledge is really hard to take because you have to know mechanics of the vehicle in which you're driving. You have to know tire tread, air brake endorsements. You have to know what, you know, PSI, how the air brakes works, how to know if, you know, if there's a leak in the tank. School bus endorsement, that is solely just to drive a school bus. And the passenger endorsement test is solely just about passengers. And the motorcycle, oh my God, I haven't taken that test in, I don't know, since 1990 something. And have I ridden a motorcycle? Not since 2004, since my accident. You know, and it's funny because we all know how to, well, most of us, the majority of us, know how to drive, and each, you know, situation is different. And okay, like for school bus, here's an example. You stop at the railroad crossings 15 to 20 feet prior to the railroad tracks itself. You have to shut off the master switch, which cancels out the noise. You have to put your hazards on like 200 feet in a rural and 100 feet in residential. And you have to put your vehicle, you have to secure your vehicle, put the brakes on, open the door, open your driver's window, look both ways to make sure there's a train not coming, and then remember to close that all up. Now, we all know that's the proper, well, some of us know that that's the proper, correct way in which to stop at the railroad crossings. Do the drivers do that? No, because you got screaming kids and beating each other up in the background and throwing crap and hanging out windows, and you want to get them off as fast as you can. So you basically just keep your foot on the brake, open the door, open the window, if that. Tell everybody, you know, quiet down, I can't hear if there's a train coming. By God, shut up. And then you go. You don't do all that, because if you did, imagine how much longer you would drive with those bratty-ass kids on the bus. Oh, kill me now, people. Okay. Thanks for listening. Laterness.